In a business world obsessed with employee happiness and workplace harmony, Dan Kennedy's No BS Ruthless Management delivers a stark reality check. While most management books peddle feel-good fluff, Kennedy embraces the uncomfortable truth that business exists primarily for profit, not employment. This philosophy aligns with practices of legendary figures like Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos, and Walt Disney, leaders celebrated for their success despite or because of their demanding management styles. The fundamental question isn't whether you're liked, but whether you're profitable. Are you running a charity or a business? Because the bank doesn't give bonus points for happy employees who don't contribute to the bottom line. Your business is your life. Not so for your employees. While you're thinking about how to grow revenue, they're counting down to Friday. You pray for customers to walk through the door, they hope nobody arrives before closing time. This mindset gap isn't personal, it's structural. Expecting employees to have an ownership mentality is like expecting bears to have human characteristics. Remember the man who went to live with bears thinking they were misunderstood, gentle creatures? He eventually got eaten because bears are bears. Similarly, employees act like employees because that's what they are. Napoleon Hill identified accurate thinking as a crucial foundation for success. Refusing to think accurately about your relationship with employees dooms you to disappointment and financial losses. You can be friendly with employees and should care about their well-being, but don't delude yourself. They have their own families, and you aren't in them. This isn't cynicism, it's realism that frees you to make decisions based on business needs rather than wishful thinking. Have you ever noticed how unacceptable behavior gradually becomes standard in your business? One sales manager kept a numbered list of tardiness excuses on his wall. When employees arrived late, he'd simply ask for the number. What starts as occasional tardiness becomes frequent, then constant. Sloppy appearance and incomplete work follow the same pattern. The principle is simple. If you occasionally accept unacceptable behavior, you'll eventually routinely accept routine unacceptable behavior. Like a frog that gets cooked when water temperature rises gradually, business owners often get cooked in the squat by declining standards. Most are too soft, giving endless chances because they fear confrontation or want to be liked, what Kennedy calls Willy Loman syndrome. Remember, banks don't give bonuses because your employees think you're nice. Traditional performance reviews fail because they're too infrequent and backward-looking. Instead, personal development interviews, PDIs, focus on catching people doing things right, encouraging empowerment, and creating a learning organization. Schedule PDIs regularly, weekly to monthly, depending on needed improvement. Despite concerns about time, these structured conversations actually save time by consolidating non-urgent discussions. The situational leadership model provides a framework for adapting your management style. Telling, high task, low relationship for new employees. Selling, high task, high relationship as they develop. Participating, high relationship, low task as they gain competence, and delegating, low relationship, low task for experts. Most businesses operate through random and erratic acts rather than systems. This reactive approach creates cycles of crisis management, responding to problems with temporary solutions that ultimately create more issues. What if your business could run smoothly whether you were present or not? A system simply documents everything that needs to be done in your business. When employees leave without systems, their knowledge disappears. With systems, knowledge remains and new staff can quickly adapt. Less freelancing and more consistency allows businesses to handle growth and generate profits more effectively. Systems expert Keith Lee hasn't received a work call while on vacation in 15 years, the freedom that proper systems provide. When systems are in place, your business's value increases dramatically, and you gain the freedom to focus on growth rather than daily firefighting. Poor customer service wastes time, creates extra work, and frustrates everyone involved. Yet only 2% of businesses deliver comprehensive training with regular reinforcement. Customer service should be the very first thing new employees receive after completing required paperwork, demonstrating your commitment from day one. The responsibility for poor service lies with management, not individual employees. Subpar customer service results from inadequate training, insufficient reinforcement, missing systems, poor feedback mechanisms, or failure to terminate underperforming staff. Remember, the best service customers will ever experience is when you're present, so accepting merely good service in those circumstances guarantees mediocrity when you're absent. Consider making your service standards public, putting yourself on the hot seat by telling customers exactly what to expect. At American Retail Supply, Lee provides his direct phone number to all 10,000 business clients and encourages them to call if service falls short. This transparency ensures staff knows customers can easily escalate issues to management, motivating them to maintain standards. When was the last time you mystery shopped your own business? What's the only rational reason to have employees? Profit. Contrary to popular belief, business owners don't exist to provide jobs, they exist to maximize profit. Every employee is essentially a rented asset with a monthly payment. Like equipment, each must deliver a significant multiple of their cost. Most business owners miscalculate employee costs by only considering wages, taxes, benefits, and overhead. The true cost includes mistakes, the do-over number, and your time spent managing them. An employee making $16.60 an hour actually costs around $36.22 an hour when factoring in all these expenses, about $69,000 annually. At a 4-to-1 return, that employee must generate $276,000 in profit. Can you quantify each employee's profit contribution? Most business owners can tell me what Mary does, but hardly any can tell me how much Mary makes for them. This measurement is essential for making rational decisions about hiring, compensation, and retention. The responsibility for becoming valuable lies with employees, not employers. Your job is to provide clear expectations and measurement systems, then make decisions based on results. Like racehorses that eventually go lame, business relationships and employees will ultimately disappoint. Productive business partnerships typically last only 3 to 7 years before declining. This reality requires making tough decisions. When someone stops being profitable, they must go, regardless of emotional ties. Even renowned CEOs like Michael Eisner and Lee Iacocca were replaced when their effectiveness waned. Kennedy shares how he recognized his own limitations and brought in new leadership that transformed his information marketing business. Later, his successor sold to investors, with Kennedy continuing as a contractor, earning more than when he owned the company. Perhaps the hardest entrepreneurial challenge is ruthless self-assessment. Everyone eventually goes lame, including you. Regular performance audits and maintaining a succession plan allow you to identify decline before it becomes critical. The question isn't if change will come, but whether you'll control it or it will control you.